There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin with updates from London, where the need to educate all, regardless of your physical being, is being catered for by a Jewish school called Gesher, meaning bridge in Hebrew. Since its opening in 2017, the school not only caters for those suffering from not-so-severe disability needs, but also caters for students from insular Haredi Orthodox communities, who normally never consider non-Haredi yeshivas, and it also enrolls children from secular homes. Considered a boutique school of about 50 students aged between 4 and 12 in northwest London, Gesher aims to fulfill what London's Jewish day schools cannot provide, such as catering for students with autism, attention disorders, and other learning disabilities, ensuring that at the same time, children don't have to give up traditional Jewish education in order to have their disabilities addressed. Understanding Jewish experiences and anti-Semitism. This training initiative has been launched by the City of New York's Commission on Human Rights, which aims to educate New Yorkers about the Jewish community following recent and alarming anti-Semitic activities. The initiative's prime focus is to introduce training which will impress upon New Yorkers the need for more understanding and respect for the rich diversity which Jewish New Yorkers, together with other New Yorkers from different backgrounds, can contribute to the city. Latest reports indicate that crimes against Jewish New Yorkers have increased every month in 2022 so far, as compared to the previous year, and there are also plans to introduce training to public school students and other education establishments. Training will be offered by the Commission of Human Rights upon request. Staying in the United States, where the Jewish Federation in New Mexico, which serves an estimated 24,000 Jews, is almost bankrupt, up to a point where its programs are either suspended or are being handed over to other communities for sustainability. Latest reports indicate that the Federation's funds currently stands at $22,000, and compared to its healthier financial status this time last year, a considerable amount more is urgently needed. Programs affected include the Jewish Care Program, which in particular assists the elderly, including Holocaust survivors. In the meantime, whilst the Jewish Federations of North America vows to save the New Mexico Jewish Federation, it is hoped that donors will step up to sustain stalled programs and also recall affected staff. In response, a spokesperson for the Albuquerque Jewish Community Center believes that based on historical and sound community relations, it appears that assistance will soon be forthcoming to ensure that vital services will continue and jobs are spared. Israel continues to demonstrate its leadership in ecotech technology, and starting today and for the first time in the country's history, a distinct group of the world's top technology-focused investors across public and private markets will gather in Tel Aviv to connect and invest with Israel's fastest-growing and innovative companies. Just last year, the size and volume of investments in Israeli tech ecosystems grew phenomenally, with $25.6 billion invested in Israeli tech startups. That's five times more than was invested in 2016. Reports confirm that Israel, until now, creates more startups per capita than any other country, and foreign investment, as a result, has increased eightfold during the last 6 years. To date, foreign investors have literally poured billions of dollars of investment into more than 1,000 Israeli companies and startups, with investment in these industries increasing daily. And finally, how fast do you think one can land a date? Well, amongst other Israeli Guinness World Records accomplished lately, now Israeli speed dating organizers are hoping to beat a Guinness World Record by holding the largest event of its kind. That is, 500 women and 500 men are expected to meet for hyper-fast matchmaking in Tel Aviv later this week. The current world record for the largest speed dating event was a date night involving 964 participants in Ireland. So far, many are eager to take on the challenge, with one participant wanting to use the event in a creative way, feeling it is a valid and very cool way to find love, with thrill of not knowing where it'll come from, whilst breaking a world record. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.